I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News, Andrew Sullivan. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Michael.
Well, you are running for the now called coastal seat in the councillor seat in the City of Fremantle elections. It used to be South Ward once upon a time, and you've held it for some years.
I've been the South Ward councillor for 16 years, but the coastal ward is City Ward and South Ward largely merged together, and back in the 90s I was a City Ward councillor, so I'm the only person that's probably represented all three wards that represent what is now Coastal Ward.
Well, it almost makes redundant the question I've been asking all of the candidates. Why are you running? I mean, you've done this so many times.
It's a question I ask myself all the time. And each time an election comes up, it's like, you know, give someone else a go, or, you know, really is what's coming up so important that I feel like I need to run. I've always had the view that no one's indispensable. There's always something will happen to fill a job if you're not doing it. But the thing about it right now is we've got a new planning scheme that needs to be written. We have still a massive need for development to occur in Fremantle to make our city more sustainable. And they're the things that, you know, that's my bread and butter. That's my forte. So that's what I can do well. And I've been encouraged by those who are on council, both staff and the councillors, but also people outside the organisation, to keep doing it, because, you know, we're not finished yet in terms of the job that needs to be done. So
when you talk about helping to make or keep the city sustainable, what does that mean in a more nuts and bolts way?
Look, I think we all recognise some of the problems in Fremantle. I mean, if you were to do a snapshot of what people don't like, one of the things that a lot of people will say is safety. They'll also talk about the cleanliness of the streets. They'll talk about empty shops. They'll talk about is the balance right between nightlife and residents? Do we push too hard into tourism and not focus enough on our own needs? All of those things are about a sustainable city. And so if you want to fix those sorts of problems, even homelessness, you really need to actually get the city to a point where we have a critical mass of people living and working and visiting our city. It's almost impossible to run our city with the small population that we've had. We only had 580 people living in the city centre when I first got back on council in 2009.
That's
500 inside the city centre. So
this is in the
CBD.
Old centre of Fremantle.
Yeah, it was like a ridiculously small number of people actually living there. It was the lowest density suburb of the greater city of Fremantle. And of course, that's not true now. There's a lot of people moved into the area, but we've got a long way to go to hit that critical mass of people who can then sustain the shops that are, you know, perhaps currently not as full as they should be, that can also sustain a higher amount of rates coming in, so that we can make the streets cleaner, we can redo them, we can improve the parks and those sorts of things, because we're an incredibly small local government. So you can bundle up all of the things that people will tell you and say, this is what we don't like about Fremantle, or this is what we'd like to see happen in a positive way for Fremantle. And we can all sit around and agree, but we, you know, what the council's job is to find the way to get there. I'm a long-term vision kind of player. I'm not into the quick fix. I really see the need to get that sustainability there, and they're hard decisions. So,
well, when you put it like that, the planning scheme being updated and all the other points which make up sustainability, one can start to get that. Local government, sometimes you wonder what the real purpose of local government is. Do we still need them? You don't have the same planning powers that you once had, but I'm only putting that as the devil's advocate, I'm sure. Yeah. Andrew, what's the answer?
Look, I hear that all the time. And if you were the planning minister, you would take the counter view, which is, well, local government is there to set the strategy. It doesn't matter who makes the decisions. Decisions in a planning sense are no different to a decision in the court of law. They're basically implementing what the law and the guidelines might say. You need to get your law and your guidelines into a state of being fit for purpose.
Planning scheme,
hence why we need a new one and why it needs to be a good one. And also make sure that all of the guidelines are actually sound enough. I mean, if you take the recent car wash just around the corner, the reason we didn't win that, in other words, we didn't stop a car wash going on a site that wasn't really the right site for it and would have been so much better to have been almost anything else, was because we didn't have a particular sentence in a particular policy. Had we had a sentence in there that described what the area is intended to be, we would have probably sailed straight through that one and the car wash wouldn't be coming to South Freo.
Amazing. Don't start me up on the car wash.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to pick on you on that one.
Well, I wrote a piece in the Shipping News and identified who I was when I wrote it. But all that aside, and taking your point, what are the other big issues for you? You've got a very impressive flyer here, Andrew. Do you always do that? That's lovely.
Yeah, like I always get criticised that I say too much in my election material. I get criticised for saying too much at council or almost anywhere where I go. But to me, it's important that people understand the depth of the issues. And the reason people see local government not performing is because it's trying to deal with some really complex problems. And complex problems have complex solutions often. And I guess that's what I try and portray in my brochures, is that, you know, if you want to deal with homelessness, for example, I mean, that's a really critical area. And you want to deal, you know, you get two sides of it from the community. It's either the law and order version or the kindness version. And the reality is, well, we can't deal with the law and order version unless we have a lot more people living in and working in the city centre, because population actually self-governs social behaviour in city centres. So that's a critical thing. And if you want to deal with the kindness side of it, then we need the resources to be able to help in that area. We've got some, but we don't have anywhere near enough to do what people would like us to do. We're very much a facilitator in that space. We can help others bring in the resources, like St. Pat's or people who are doing pod houses and the like. And we do that, but there's so much more we could do if we were a sustainable city.
Well, you mentioned a number of issues. What else have you got on that fancy brochure that is key to your campaign?
Yeah, I guess as a former architect and urban designer and tree-loving, landscaping kind of human being, that's really been my life. The public realm is certainly one that I continue to want to see improved. I remember when I last left council in 98 and the trees along South Terrace got planted in 99. And it was one of those things that, you know, you think, oh, I don't get much reward from being a councillor, in the sense that, you know, you don't necessarily see the achievements until many years later. And that was one of those moments that, you know, the trees have gone. And I wrote this very lovely letter to the CEO in thanking him. It's just made a complete difference in the neighbourhood. They're the sort of things that I would love us to be doing. We've seen a lot more trees go into South Terrace recently, but I know that so many people would like our streets to be more calm. They want us to deal with the speeding, the hooning that goes on, but do it in a way that isn't inconvenient for the rest of us. I would love us to be able to spend a lot more money in our streetscapes, because having been an urban designer, it brings me a lot of joy to see a place beautifully presented. But again, that gets back to, we've got a very limited rate base and we need to increase our rate base. So all of the questions, all of the issues always come back to that for me, is how do we make sure in the future we've got the rate base to be able to deliver these things?
The broad policy for some time in Fremantle, success of local governments, is to improve that rate base, which means very often in the city centre and nearby having more dense development, apartments, more people, increase the rate base. Of course, if the future of Fremantle north of the port area were to be redeveloped, you know, it would at least double the current population of Fremantle, and that would produce a lot of rates as well. But there seems to be a degree of not dissension about that happening, but about whether or not the port itself should go. There seems to be something of a rearguard action to seeing Westport take the container terminal. Do you have any position about that?
I've always been of the view that the port should stay. I think the council's always had that view as well. But I'm also pragmatic. You know, I mean, if a state government whose decision it is saying absolutely that they're going to relocate the port and have made every part of their messaging has been about that, then are we just banging our head against a brick wall by saying it shouldn't happen? I know there are vested interests in trying to stop it from happening. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're in the union and the like and you don't want automation or you want to slow that process down or the like, then you're probably going to be complaining about it. And that's fine. I completely get all that. But if it does relocate, I want to deal with the pragmatics. You know, if it is going to relocate, then we absolutely need to make sure that industries are brought back into Fremantle that replace that huge operation and hopefully do so before it's relocated. And if it's not relocated in the end, well, great, we get the benefit of both. We need to get our state government focused on, well, you can't just relocate that and not deliver new industries to Fremantle or help us attract new industries to Fremantle. You can't relocate it in a way that leaves that area blighted for decades, and that's a real possibility. I mean, you talk about, well, yeah, sure, there might be another 30,000 people living on the port, but that's well beyond my lifetime, and it's not going to, it might actually hurt the city a long time before it benefits the city. So they're the matters that I think local government should be really focused on and not trying to be a de facto state government.
Well, that's an interesting comment. I did want to ask you about it. There are some, like Barry Healy, a committed Marxist who contributes a column to the Shipping News. We have all sorts of views on the Shipping News, and he thinks this election should be all about AUKUS. What do you think?
Yeah, and it is important to our local community. I mean, when I grew up as a kid, I used to lie on the beach and think, what will be my plan of action when I see the mushroom cloud over Garden Island? So, you know, this whole AUKUS thing is just coming back and reinventing what I remember as a child during the Cold War. So I get it, but again, it's really outside of our control. So I think what council should be doing is asking the really important questions about safety, about the uranium storage, waste storage, but also all the impacts. But we should also take some of our time to spend, okay, well, if it is going to happen, how does our community benefit from it? How does business benefit from it? So, you know, don't take one side or the other, I guess, is the role that local government should be taking. It should be presenting the views in both directions and dealing with them. And I think that's what a good council would do.
Now, Andrew, I know all of the candidates for mayor and for councillor positions have been wearing out a bit of shoe leather, although these days it's sneaker rubber or something, and knocking on doors, and you're no doubt doing the same. How's it going? And when someone says to you, Andrew, it's all very good, but just tell me this. What are your three big issues that I should elect you on?
Oh geez, that's always the hard one. Thanks, Michael. Look, like I said, the most important thing is the sustainability of the city and making sure that we get good development so that we can then utilise the funds from that on the very things that make Fremantle such a great place to live, whether it be beaches, whether it be our streetscape, our lifestyle, our culture, you know, our arts and our music industry. I want to see all of those things flourish. We're a facilitator of that. We're a part player of that on council. But the reality is, if we want to do it better, if we want to make it even more enjoyable to live and work in the city, then the rate base needs to increase. So that would be my focus.
Andrew Sullivan, thank you very much for joining me today and explaining to people just what your campaign's about.
Always a pleasure.